someone asked on Reddit, like, have you ever told a little white lie that totally backfired? And I thought some of the responses were pretty funny because, quite honestly, like, you know, white lies are, they're a thing that we all do, right? From time to time, stretch the truth. Why are you looking like that?
Okay.
You've said a little white lie before. Like, oh, I know how to do that. And then later on, oh, hey, Kelly knows how to do that. And you're like,
yes, I got my first job that way. Sure, I know how to be a promotions director.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I did not.
And they're like, all right, great. Kelly knows. So
awesome.
Come on. And then
let's do it.
Right. Right. Sure, I know how to speak Spanish. Okay.
Gracias.
So some of the responses. Guy told his classmates he had a girlfriend at a different school. One kid's mom was a teacher there, turns out.
Oh, no.
Confirmed, she does not exist.
Oh, no.
That is like the worst.
Oh, no.
When I don't know why, but when you're younger, there's that bravado of having a girlfriend or whatever. And if you don't have one at the school you're in,
yeah,
then you make up a girlfriend somewhere else. Oh, I go out with this.
Yeah, you wouldn't know her. She goes to another school.
You wouldn't know her. She goes to a different school.
Yeah.
Another one. A kid wrote a sister's name on a wall in crayon, tried to frame her for it. She was too young, didn't know how to write yet. So, which, by the way, that happened in my house.
Oh.
Quite a bit, where my daughter, Zoe, would carve with a knife the names of my other two daughters, Isabella and Sophia.
She's playing with a knife?
In chairs.
What age?
And then she would, I don't know, probably like 12, 18 months.
Oh my gosh.
not that young. But she was me. I don't know how old she was. She was young. But she would carve.
And carving things with a knife?
Yeah, why are you judging me?
She would
carve the names of Isabella and Sophia in a chair, and then she'd blame it on them.
She was whittling chairs.
Yeah.
With a knife.
Yeah.
As a young child. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
She turned out all right. Have you ever told a little white lie that backfired?
A kid went to their friend's house after school and told the mom their parents knew they were there. They didn't know. Reported the kid missing.
Oh,
oopsies. That's a little bit of a problem.
Someone made a fake Valentine's Day card for their stepdad from a, quote, secret admirer, put it next to his bed, and caused major drama.
Ooh.
Turns out he was a habitual cheater.
Oh, no. I swear it didn't do it this time. It wasn't me this time.
It wasn't me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Someone pretended to be blind because they thought glasses were cool. Their parents paid for three different doctors before one realized it was a lie.
Wait, what were the first two doctors
not realizing it? Very good at your job.
I know, right?
If you're looking at an eyeball and realizing, well, there's no reason for it to be not able to see.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever told a little white lie that totally backfired? These are some fun responses from Reddit. Someone failed a math test in fourth grade. Parent had to sign the test. So they tried to like forge their name. So their parents wouldn't.
Yeah, my mom totally signed it.
Yeah, she signed it. Except they signed the name in crayon.
Might have been a tell.
Might have been a tell that it wasn't the parent.
Might have. Oh, kid pooped in their dog's doghouse when they were 8. Just for fun and blame the dog. Mom knew they were lying. An 8-year-old did that?
Listen.
See, I would expect that from a toddler.
Listen. I've told this story on the show many times where as a kid, sometimes you don't have control like that and you gotta go where you gotta go. And if it's outside, maybe you're not blaming it on yourself. Maybe you're blaming it on a dog.
Okay, you're 8. You can make it into the house, right? Right?
All right, one last one, and this one's wicked. Have you ever told a little white lie that totally backfired? Someone had standardized testing in third grade. Their teacher said, hey, once you finish testing, you can have recess the rest of the day. So incentive to finish. So they just filled in random bubbles on the test as fast as possible. Just doot, 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 doot. Without
I'm done.
Yeah. Turned it in.
Didn't even read it.
Wound up in special ed.
Like this kid is not this smart. Kid. We're going to need special instructions.
Special instructions for him. So,
oh, wow.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Little white lie there. That.
And at what point do you say, no, I was just trying to hurry. I didn't even read it.
Right. And we got a text from a listener, Kate, that says, I work in an elementary school. You have no idea how many papers come back signed mom. I need your parents to sign this. All right, mom.
Okay, mom. She totally signed it.
Done.
Yep.
Done. They saw it.